Okay, Sangeetam Foundation presentation or whatever. Well, we thought that there is a need for, and it's as if it is coming up, sprouting on its own, this Sangeetam Foundation. And especially for you who have been or are in leadership, managerial positions in different, you know, departments of international ISKCON up there. We can even look at it from that point of view, that you have the BBT. There's the ISKCON. And ISKCON, the way we understand it, is meant for as a society of friendship, bringing the members closer to each other, a Vaishnava Sangha. That's the way I understand it, and I think several with me. And then the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, what is that? It's a book trust meant to print books, not to make television or radio or these later far out forms of media that have become available. It was, you know, that's how a foundation is, a trust, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. It's something that the founder creates, puts some capital into it, or different resources, and then it stands there existing on its own. It owns itself. It can't be hijacked or taken over or whatever. At least that's how foundations work here in Sweden. I guess it's the same internationally. So again, this Sangeetam Foundation, just as the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, as far as I understand, owns itself. And the board of it is duty-bound, enslaved to follow the bylaws and the constitution, the will of the founder. That's the nice thing with it. And that's why Prabhupada made that foundation. Now, ISKCON, well, he writes it in his 7 points there, 66, 7, or whenever he wrote those, in two places among those seven, that to bring the members closer to each other. In other words, it serves the members rather than this member serving it. And then that makes very nice sense. It's owned by the members, and the members are not owned by it, which is more like a country or empire, you know. Anyway. A kingdom. So that is needed, and we're talking about it a lot these days. That it's mainly about the friendship between devotees. That's what ISKCON is about. Therefore, it should be, it can just be a kind of loose, non-profit organization, which is anyway consisting of a lot of independent organizations. So, for instance, the Syskon Stockholm is its own organization, only controlled by and owned by its members. Then, of course, they have, I don't know exactly how it is, it's not a non-profit if it, it is owned by the DBC or whatever. So, what am I saying here? Yes, so that's the Sankirtan Foundation. And why another one besides the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust? Why the Sankirtan Media Trust, you could say? Well, the name Sankirtan, it came afterwards because we thought it's a nice and good word, which actually describes what the purpose is. But it is meant to be a production company, or it is a production company, because it basically exists. We just need to send in the papers, and we want to give you some time to invite more founders. We are a couple of us already. It's really, you could say, I often say, a compliment to the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, which we should respect and keep exactly the way it was established and set up and outlined by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And I say it has to be an ending to this changing the books. Come on, people. That's the classic no-no after the founder and the guru leaves this world, to start to change his teachings into something more politically acceptable or whatever it is, or academically, or I would put it as footnotes. But anyway, BBT, great, wonderful, and what an honor it is for those who can serve there, which I myself have done for years. So, but this is for the rest of it. And it's a production company, and the idea then is what I'm describing here, that different Vaishnavas, it will help Vaishnavas, creative Vaishnavas, to produce wonderful media which carries the message of the Bhagavata succession and Lord Chaitanya and Gaudiya mission, and that which we, this ISKCON belongs to, and the Gaudiya and the Vaishnavism in general. So we say it is resting upon a Vaishnava Siddhanta platform, everything that is produced by this foundation should do that. In other words, it's specialized, you could say, in a certain field. But otherwise, it's a production company to be led by experienced professional, well-educated media professionals who then can teach and train youngsters or beginners by, well, as I'm saying in other places here, by working on real projects that actually go right out into the audience and can be enjoyed by them, and then that contain this Vaishnava, this message of bhakti that the Sankirtan mission is all about. So that's in short what this Sankirtan Foundation is all about.